Norman Brayman, nice talking to you. First of all, let me get your reaction to this proposal from the Miami Dolphins to seek public funding in order to renovate and modernize Sun Life Stadium so that we can be more competitive to get the Super Bowl in Miami.
Well, this sounds to me like Marlins 2 revisited. If you remember, the Marlins' argument was that if they didn't get what they wanted, they were going to move. Or, and Alvarez said, we needed it for a world-class city. So all the Dolphins has done is substituted the Super Bowl game for the Marlins moving out of town. But it's the same thing. This is Marlins 2, Marlins revisited.
Are you surprised that Stephen Ross has proposed this, given the feelings of so many people in Miami-Dade County over the Marlins Park deal?
Not really. He's been trying to do this now for the last 2 years, and we've been able to stop him. So I think he's just come back again for another major try. And but it's the same cast of characters that you have with the Marlins. It'll be the Chamber of Commerce group. It'll be Rodney Barreto. It'll be from the Beacon Council. It'll probably be Tony Villani, who will give a ridiculous financial assessment and benefit for the community. So this is the Marlins all over again.
Norman, what bothers you the most about this deal?
Well, it bothers me that first of all, look at the two sources. Number one, to get the sales tax money, that is our tax money. We pay sales taxes. So it's nonsense when they say that it doesn't involve any tax money. It is tax money. And the legislature has been so hampered by the recession that we've been in that there's been money that's been cut for education, money that's been cut for so many worthwhile things. So all of a sudden to go to the state for this is just embarrassing. Steve Ross ought to be ashamed of himself, especially with somebody that has. I mean, this is welfare for a multi-billionaire. That's exactly what this is. Secondly, to increase tourist taxes to the level that it is just discourages tourists from coming to our community. If we want to encourage tourism, which is such an important part of our economy, why do we continue to want to tax the living daylights out of them? So this whole thing, from the standpoint of the funding, is wrong. And this is corporate welfare. People have been struggling to hold on to their jobs. People have been struggling to keep their homes. And here's a guy that's worth $4.4 billion who's saving for welfare to help him remodel his stadium. And then if you want to even talk about the Super Bowl, they're talking about having it the same weekend as you have the boat show. The hotels are packed. The restaurants are packed. There's not even any incremental value to it. All the independent studies indicate that. You know, we heard that if we funded the Marlins, it would be the rejuvenation of the community over there. Look what's happened to the community. It's the same thing all over again. It's the same well-paid lobbyist in Tallahassee. It's the same cast of characters here in this community. And also the refusal of letting the people vote on this thing here. I mean, Ron Book has been quoted in saying it's up to the public officials. They represent the people. Well, why not let the people vote on this? Why not get the people into this? But now we have a deadline, the Super Bowl, coming up. The owners are having their meeting. So we have to do this now.
Norman, how involved will you get in fighting this?
I am going to become very involved, both in Tallahassee and in the local community.
Would you consider going to court as you did with the Marlins?
I don't think we're even up to any issues as far as the court is concerned. I think we have a very responsible legislature, responsible leaders there. I think that this legislature has showed. I mean, think about this, Elliot. Last year, Miami-Dade College went to the legislature the right to increase the sales tax, I believe, here to fund Miami-Dade College, which we know is so much for our community. And the legislature turned it down. So the whole thing is just wrong. I will do whatever I possibly can do to fight this thing.
And finally, Mr. Brayman, what's your message to Steve and Ross about this deal?
Open up your own checkbook. Steve. You can afford to make these improvements if you want to. It benefits you. It benefits your investment. Steve Ross has said that he's put too much capital into this thing. Nobody asked him to pay the price that he did from Wayne Huizenga. And if he paid too much for him, let him ask Wayne Huizenga for a refund, or let him find a buyer for the Miami Dolphins who's willing to fund it himself.
Fantastic. Norm Brayman, thank you very much. Always great talking to you.
You're welcome, Elliot. Bye.
Take care, Norm.